Okay, here we go. We're on Zion Amud Beis, the top line, Davar Acher. So if you remember, we were talking about the three mashkin. We're talking about wine, milk, and honey? No, oil. Wine, milk, and water, right? Wine, milk, and water. Thank you. Okay? So says the Gemara, Davar Acher. Here we go. Davar Acher. Mashlosha mashkin alolu. Just like these three mashkin of wine, milk, and water. They only get ruined when you don't pay attention to them. Rashi explains, what does that mean, you don't pay attention? So Rashi says, either they're going to spill, or something disgusting is going to fall into them. And Rashi points out that these three mashkin, wine, water, and milk, these three mashkin are essentially clear. Right? They're not thick. They're not viscous. They're not thick. They're very smooth. And therefore, what happens is if you drop something disgusting in, it'll just go down to the bottom and it'll mess up the whole thing. If you drop something disgusting in honey or in oil, which are more viscous, you can kind of like scoop it off the top and just eat the rest of it or drink the rest of it. With these mashkin, they're going to get ruined more easily. So says the Gemara, Af divrei Torah in mishtakchin ele behesachadas. So too, when it comes to divrei Torah, you only forget divrei Torah if you have hesachadas, if you get distracted, you don't think about them, right? Meaning if you don't chazer, you don't review, you learn it once and then you forget about it. That's how you forget Torah. If you review and you constantly keep in mind, so then you won't forget it. Mishtakchin, like shochach. Zok the Gemara Vayter Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina Gadol Yom Hageshomim Ki Yom Shenivru Shamayim VaOretz. So the day that it rains is as great as the day that Shamayim VaOretz were created. The Bach has another girsa here. That says that maybe it's even better than, not kiyom, but miyo. So it's a question, is it equal to or greater than the day that Shamayim Va'aretz were created? How do we know? The Pasuk says, Shenemar, Harifu Shamayim Yima'al, Ushchakim Yizlu Tzedek, which basically means it's going to rain. Harifu means like it showers down from Shamayim. Shechakim are the heavens rain righteousness. Tiftach Eretz V'yifru Yesha, the ground will open up, and salvation will sprout forth, utzdaka tatzmiach yachad, and righteousness will grow up, will spring up together. Ani Hashem b'rasiv, I am Hashem who created it. So the Gemara is medayik on this pasuk, b'rasim lo nemar. It doesn't say b'rasim in the public, which would be going back on Shamayim va'aretz, but rather it says b'rasiv. It says b'rasiv in the singular, which is going back on the rain. So you see that Ani Hashem b'rasiv is talking about the rain. So you see the focus is on the rain in this pasuk, even though we mentioned Shamayim va'aretz. So you see that the rain is even greater, perhaps, than Shamayim va'aretz. Zok the Gemara vayter Amar Rav Oshia. The day of rain is so great that even salvation grows and procreates and develops on this day. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Tiftach eretz v'yifru yesha." Right in that pasuk, that the ground will open up, the land will open up, and v'yifru resha yesha, and the salvation will procreate, will expand. Rain will not fall until the sins of the Jewish people are forgiven. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Ratziso Hashem Artzicha, Hashem favored his land. Shavas Shivos Yaakov, Nisesa Avon, Amcha Kisisa Kol Chatosam Selam. It's the language of Nisesa Avon. You carried the sin. That language is a language of forgiving a sin. So you see this idea, Ratziz Hashem Artzicha, is referring to the rain, that Hashem favors the land, meaning that it rains, and Hashem forgives the sin. Why? Yeah. But it's a simen klala, because you got to sit in the sukkah. After Yom Kippur. It doesn't say right after Kapara it's going to happen. It just says that it won't happen until Bnei Yisrael are forgiven. Amar lei Ze'iri midahavas leRavina. Ze'iri midahavas says to Ravina, Atun mehocha masnisula. You learn it from here, and you learn it from here, and not mehocha masninala. We learn it from somewhere else. We learn it from a different pasuk. We learn the same concept from a different pasuk. What's that pasuk? V'ata tishma hashamayim v'salachta lechatos. And you will listen to the heavens, meaning that's a reference to rain, that the heavens will open up and rain, and v'salachta lechatos, and you will forgive the sin. Zok the Gemara vayter Amar Rabbi Tanchum b'Rei de Rabbi Chiya ish kvar akol.
Ein agashamim ne'etzorin elaim ke nischayvu sonein shel Yisrael kloya. The rain will not stop, right? Ein agashamim ne'etzorin, which means the sky will not dry up from rain, right? The rain will not stop until elaim ke nischayvu sonein shel Yisrael kloya. Sonein shel Yisrael is a euphemism. It means the haters of the Jewish people. It's a euphemism to refer to the Jewish people. Okay, so it means that until the Jewish people are basically chayiv destruction. Kloya means destruction. Right, so until the Jewish people are chayiv to be destroyed, so that the geshamim will keep going until that point. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, tziya gam chom yigzelu meimei sheleg sha'ol chato'u. So tziya means it dries up and it's also hot. It steals the waters of the snow. Sha'ol chato'u, they sinned to the depths. So you see that when they sin to the depths and they're chayiv destruction, so that's when it becomes hot and dry and the rain will stop. So you learn it from here. We learn it from a different pasuk. The same idea from a different pasuk. What's that pasuk? Pasuk that we say in Kriyashma. Right? Velo yematar. The Bach adds in the rest of the pasuk. Velo yematar. Va'avarta mehera. Right? The pasuk says that Hashem says, "I will stop the shamayim and I will stop the rain so that there's no rain." And va'avarta mehera, and you will quickly be lost. You will quickly be destroyed. So you see that only when Klai Yisrael, the Chayiv destruction, that's when the rain will stop. Interesting. What for what sin do we deserve a lack of rain? For the sin of not giving proper trumos and maisros, right? Trumos is what we give to the Kohen, obviously, and maisros is what we give to the Levi. So if you don't give trumos and maisros properly, you're not going to have any rain, right? Makes sense because they grow from the ground, the produce. Good. Shanam, as the pasuk says, quoting the pasuk that we just mentioned, Tziya gam chom yigzelu meimei sheleg, or mimei sheleg. Okay, so my mashma. So how do you see from this pasuk anything about trumos and maisros? So the Gemara explains, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, based on a brisa from the base Rabbi Shmuel, Bishvil dvarim shetzivisi eschem b'yimos hachama v'lo asisem, because of the things that I commanded you in the yomos hachama, right, in the dry season, in the summer, and you did not do. That's a reference to trumos and maisros, which grow in the dry season, right? And you did not fulfill those mitzvos. Okay, that's language of tziya, is really from tziva. Gam chom is from the yemos hachama. So what happens? Based on those sins, yigzelu mikem mimei sheleg, b'yemos hagashom, that it'll be stolen from you the days of snow, meaning in the days of in the rainy season, those days will be taken from you. It's not going to rain during that season if you sinned in that way during the summer season. The rain only stops because of those who speak lashon hara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ruach tzafon techolel geshem, that the northerly wind will stop the rain. Ufanim nizomim lashon seiser, and an angry face is the language of the tongue of secret. What does that mean? So you see, the lashon seiser refers to lashon hara. We speak badly about people in secret. That's what it refers to. And what do we say? That the rain will stop. So you see, the rain stops because of lashon hara. Amar Rav Sala, Amar Rav Hamnuna, ein agashamim neetzar ne'el b'shvil azay ponim. He says, no. The rain doesn't stop unless a person, only because of the sin of brazenness. Azay ponim is when a person is brazen, like chutzpah, right? Where we're brazen and we don't admit to our problems. Shneamar, the pasuk says, vayimneu revivim umalkosh lo haya. So Hashem prevented the revivim, which refers to the rain, and malkosh, the later rain, lo haya, doesn't exist. Umeitzach isha zona hayalach, and the forehead of a woman who's a harlot, who's a prostitute, you have, right. So the forehead is always the place where we depict brazenness, right? Azus meitzach. Talk about the brazen forehead, because that's the area you like show your face. You like stick your face in someone else's face. You see their forehead. You show like, I don't care what you have to say. And obviously, an isha zona is a person who has a lot of brazenness. She doesn't have a lot of humility. She sticks herself out in a lot of places where she doesn't belong. Azus, that's a reference to azus. That's the mashal. V'yomrav sala, omrav hamnuna kolodam sheyish lo azus ponim. So if nichsho ba'avera, any person who's a brazen person will eventually sin. It's inevitable. If you're a brazen person, you'll automatically come to sin. Shneimar, as the pasuk says,
Umeitzach Isha Zona Hayalach, that she had this, that you have this forehead of the Isha Zona. Rav Nachman Amar B'yaduach Shen Nichshol B'Avir. Rav Nachman says, no, it's not a guarantee that you will sin, it's a guarantee that you have sinned already. A person who's brazen, it must be that you already sinned. Shenemar Hayalach, because it says in the past tense, Hayalach, you had, Velo Nemar Yihiyelach, it doesn't say you will have, right? It says you had, you have it, you had already in the past. Zog the Gemara Vayit Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Lo Azuz Panim Mutar Likros Rasha. Anybody who has Azuz Panim, who has brazenness, you're allowed to call them a Rasha. You're allowed to call them a Rasha if they're brazen. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Ha'ez Ha'ish Rasha Befanav. Right, that a brazen man is wicked in his face. So the pasuk already refers to him as wicked, so you can call him a Rasha. Avnacham Bar Yitzchak Amar Mutar Lisanoso. Not only that, but you're allowed to hate him. You're allowed to hate a brazen person. Shneimar, the Az Panim Yishune, which literally means that a brazen face will change. Al tikre yishune ela yisane. Right? We can also read it that it's not that yishune it's going to change, but yisane, that person will be hated. So you're allowed to hate such a person. Zog the Gemara Vayta Amrav Katina. Ein ha geshamim ne'etzaren ela b'shvil bitul Torah. Right? Geshamim only stop because of the sin of bitul Torah. Shneimar ba'atzaltayim yimach hamikare. Or hamikra. Right, that because of atzal tayim, like atzlus, laziness, when a person doesn't study Torah, so the roof will collapse. Bishvil atzlus. The Gemara now learns the darshins. Bishvil atzlus shahaya biyisrael shelo asku baTorah, because of the laziness of the Jewish people that they did not study Torah. Nasa sono shel hakadosh baruch hu mach. The hater of hakadosh baruch hu. And again, this is a euphemism for the bnei Yisrael. Right, the Bnei Yisrael, which are really the beloved ones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't want to. We never like to talk about Bnei Yisrael being punished or being destroyed. So whenever we want to say that, we always say the opposite. We always say the haters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the haters of the Jewish people. It's a euphemism for the Jewish people. So because they are lazy and they don't learn, so they will become mach. They will become poor. Literally, mach means poor. Vein mach elo ani. Right, mach means poor. Shenemar v'machu meyarkecha. Okay, a pasuk that in the Torah which refers to erechin, if a person is poor and doesn't have his full value, okay? So poor means what? When is a person poor? A farmer is poor when it doesn't rain. When it doesn't rain, the crops don't grow. He's going to become poor. Ve'ein mikra el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word mikra can also refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Shenemar ha-mikare v'amayim ali osav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mikare with water, his upper levels. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who sets up the water, the rain, in the upper realms, in the upper levels. Rav Yosef Amar Mihachar. Rav Yosef says you see the same thing from a different pasuk. Ve'ata lo ra'u or bahir hu ba'shechakim v'ruach evra usetareim. And now you didn't see the light, the patch in the sky, and the ruach evra, the strong wind will purify them. So what does this mean? Ve'ein or ela Torah. When the pasuk says or, that's a reference to Torah. Shenemar ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or. Right? We know the Torah is always referred to as or. Bahir hu bashchakim. So what does the pasuk mean when it says bahir hu bashchakim? That it will be a patch in the sky. The sky will be patchy. What does that mean? Tana debi Rabbi Yishmael. Afilu b'shasher rakia naase behorin behorin. Lahori talumata. Even when the sky is patchy with clouds, which are going to bring rain and dew. Right, so the sky is full of clouds that are going to bring rain and dew. Nevertheless, ruach evra usetare, that a strong wind will come and blow them away. It'll blow the clouds away. Meaning, because of this avera of bitul Torah, because you didn't engage in or, you didn't learn Torah. Even if there are rain clouds in the sky, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and blow them away and get the rain clouds out of there, so that it won't rain for you. Rain only stops because of the avera of gezel, of theft. Shenemar, the pasuk says, al kapayim kisa or. Okay, that's the pasuk. Al kapayim kisa or. On my palms, light was covered. So what does that mean? Ba'avon kapayim. Because of the avera of palms. What's the avera of palms? The sin of your hands is when you steal. Right? Because of the avera of theft, kisa or, the light will be covered. Okay, now what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Ve'ein kapayim el chamas. Kapayim always is a reference to thievery, to theft, to chamas. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Umin achamas asher bekapehem. Right, pasuk in Yonah, that the people of Nineveh repented from the theft
that was in there, from the thievery that was in there, that was in their palms. The ein or elamatar, an or can also be a reference to rain. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, yafitz anan oro, that the cloud will scatter its or, will scatter its or. What's the or of the cloud? The light of the cloud is rain, right? Because that's the beneficial thing that comes from the cloud. My takante. So how do you fix this up, right? What do you do? How do you fix up this situation if you're being punished with a lack of rain? So the Gemara says, Yarbe b'tfila, you should daven, right? Daven a lot. Shanae Mars, the pasuk says, Vayitzav aleha b'mafgia, and he commanded upon her with the petitioner. What's the petitioner? Vein pigia el tfila, to petition, to beg, to beseech, is a reference to tfila. Shanae Mars, the pasuk says, Ve'ata al tispalel be'ad ha'amazeh. Pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, and you should not daven for this nation, right? The Klal Yisrael was doing such bad things. Hashem said, stop davening for them. I don't want you to daven for them. V'altif gabi, I'm sorry, that's the end of the pasuk. V'altif gabi, and don't beseech me, don't petition me. V'yom Rabbi Ami, my dechsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says, im keo habarzel, that if the iron is dull, v'hulo panim kilkel, and he did not sharpen the edge. What does that mean? If you see that the sky is as dull as iron, meaning that it's not raining, right? It's dull in the sense that it's not raining. Why is that? It must be because of the deeds of the generation, which are bad, which are messed up. As the pasuk says, right? That's the reason. The kilkel, the kalkola, the degeneration is the reason for this lack of rain. Matakonosan. So what should you do? How do you fix that? Yisgabru barachamim. You have to get stronger with your tefillah, with your requests for mercy. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'chayolim yigbar v'yisron hichshir chachma. Right, that v'chayolim yigbar, that you strengthen these soldiers v'yisron hichshir chachma. Right, that and then that will cause an increase in wisdom. So you see that you're supposed to increase your davening, and that will help these problems. Says the Gemara, Kol Shekein im hukshiru maasehen meikara. Right, and obviously that's darshaning the end of the pasuk v'yisron hichshir chachma. That obviously, if their deeds were good to begin with, so then you'll avoid the whole problem. Right, the best thing is to do tshuva, make your deeds good to begin with, and then you won't have these problems. If you have the problems, so then you daven, then you ask for rachamim, and that will help. Okay, that was the Amr Chevra.